بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, last night in the 11th juz in Surah Yunus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala paints a very beautiful picture of the people of Jannah. What is their condition when they will emerge from their graves, and their entry into Jannah and the condition in Jannah. So here Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ يَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِإِيمَانِهِمْ. The people of belief, of faith, of iman, and those who did righteous deeds, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide them by means of their iman. Here, Alama ibn Kathir rahimahullah has mentioned the narration that when a righteous person will emerge from his grave, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause his iman and a'mal to be given a beautiful form. لَهُ رِيحٌ طَيِّبَةٌ, sweet-smelling fragrance. And this iman and a'mal will now greet him, will make salam to him. And when he inquires that who are you, then the answer will come, this is your iman, your a'mal. And then this will be turned into a source of light, a source of nur, and it will guide him every step of the way until he enters the gardens of Jannah. And then Allah speaks about what happens, تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنْهَارُ فِي جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ, that they will have gardens, rivers flowing beneath them. Mufassirin explained that this means that they will be in lofty palaces, and there will be gardens flowing, rivers flowing in those gardens. This is a sign that the gardens are lush and fertile. دَعْوَاهُمْ فِيهَا سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَتَحِيَّتُهُمْ فِيهَا سَلَامٌ. Here also the narration is mentioned that their call to one another will be سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ. So he mentions that when the people of Jannah are relaxing, they're lying down, and they will see a bird, or the person will see a bird flying overhead, and the desire will come into his heart, if only I could consume the meat of this bird. So as this desire comes into his heart, he'll call out, Subhanaka Allahumma. And Allah will cause an angel to bring that bird roasted in front of him. Nicely, beautifully presented on a platter in front of him. When this angel comes to him, then the greeting they will exchange with one another, وَتَحِيَّتُهُمْ فِيهَا سَلَامٌ. They'll make salam to one another, greet one another in this way. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَاهُمْ أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Once they have consumed this meal, now the last thing that they will say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah who has given me these bounties, these blessings. So this is a reality, the blessings, the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannah. This is the promise of Quran. So this was mentioned in the 11th juz. And thereafter, we commenced on the last page of the 11th juz. Last night we commenced with Surah Hud. This is the 11th surah of the Quran also. And in the opening verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the miraculous and unshakable nature of the Quran Kareem. That kitabun uhkimat ayatuhu thumma fussilat min ladun hakimin khabir. Allah says this is a kitab, this is a book whose verses, whose ayat have been perfected. There can be no change, there can be no alteration. You will not find any discrepancies, any inconsistencies within the Quran. Thumma fussilat, and then everything has been explained in great detail to you. Why is the Quran such a perfect book? Allah explains, مِن لَدُنْ حَكِيمٍ خَبِيرٍ. Because this is a kitab, this is a book which comes from that being who is حَكِيمٍ and خَبِيرٍ. Allah who is all informed. خَبِيرٌ, ulama explain, means الَّذِي يَعْلَمُ بَوَاطِنَ الْأَشْيَاءِ. That being who knows not only your outer condition, where you are, what you are doing, your actions, but he knows the deepest, darkest secrets within the heart. He knows the emotions that go through a person's heart. He knows the thoughts that go through a person's mind. He knows the feelings that a person is experiencing. So Allah is all informed. He knows everything about his slaves. And then Allah is Hakim. Allah is most wise. He knows what is best for you, when it is best for you, how it is best for you, how much is best for you. So when this is the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he knows about you and he is all wise. He knows what is best for you. Then we can imagine when Allah sends a message, a book, which is to be a message of guidance for you, how perfect won't this kitab be? Once Allah introduces us to the Quran, now Allah tells us, Allah ta'budu illallah. That the main message of the Quran is that do not submit to anyone besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the main message of the Quran when it comes to your worship, when it comes to your submission. Who do you bow down before? It should only be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should submit completely in every aspect of your life. And if you fall short in this, then Allah says, وَأَنِسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ. If you fall short, you are insan, we are weak, then immediately make istighfar, seek Allah's forgiveness, turn to Him in tawbah. يُمَتِّعْكُمْ مَتَاعًا حَسَنًا إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى وَيُؤْتِكُ الَّذِي فَضْلٍ فَضْلَهُ. He will grant you provision. He will grant you His bounties, His blessings in this world. So this is the promise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving to those who will submit before Him. And thereafter, in the first verse of the 12th juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about sustenance. And here Mufassirin have explained that during the course of our lives, perhaps the greatest fikr and concern that a person has, no matter what his condition is, even if he's a wealthy person also, that the greatest worry that a person has, the greatest fikr he has in the morning when he wakes up, is with regard to his sustenance. How will I provide for myself, for my family members, for my dependents? Even the wealthy person also is concerned, my investments, if they crash tomorrow, what am I going to do? The poor person even more so, that he's concerned, how do I feed myself and my family members? So ulama say, Allah in His infinite mercy and compassion upon us, that which is insan's greatest worry and concern in dunya, Allah says, I will take it upon myself. I make it my responsibility. وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا Allah says, there is no creature in the world, in the earth, except that its sustenance is Allah's responsibility. Dabba means any living being, whether it be an insect, an animal, a bird, insan, jinnat, Allah says, I have taken it upon myself. It is my responsibility to provide for you. Here ulama explain also that if we look throughout Quran, we will find almost 70 times that Allah in different verses has spoken about taking responsibility for our provision, for our rozi. Almost 70 times Allah has taken it upon Himself, telling insan, يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَاقُ Allah is your provider. Allah will provide for you. Allah will sustain you. And one verse of the Quran, just one verse of the Quran, where shaitan threatens us with poverty. الشَّيْطَانُ يَعِدُكُمُ الْفَقْرَ That shaitan promises you, if you do not obey him and follow him, that you will fall into poverty. Yet my own condition is such, that one promise of shaitan and we say labbaik. I will listen to you. Whatever you tell me to do in the name of providing for myself and my family, I'll do it. Even if it involves breaking the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we know a person's mind where it goes to. I have food to eat for the day, but I'm worried about my children, my sons, my daughters, 20, 30 years from now, what are they going to do? So we make those decisions, sometimes Allah protect, Allah forgive us. But sometimes those decisions which are earning the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all in the name of razi, of rizq, Allah has already taken it upon Himself. And here too ulama explain very importantly for us to understand. In this world, if a noble person, an honorable person says to you, that by you are going on a journey, and your patkos, your food for the journey, I will take it upon myself, I'll bring it for you. And I promise you, what time you're leaving, you give me your departure time, I'll bring it for you, I'll have it ready and prepared. Now if we have to doubt this person, we say, you know what, I'm not sure if he'll keep to his word, or if he'll give me enough. So I rather make my own arrangements, and he has to come to know about it. How hurt won't that person feel? That I gave you my word, I promised you I'm going to take care of it for you, and fine, if you want to make your own arrangements, then I'll leave it to you. I won't get involved. Ulama say, Allah, أَنَا أَغْنَى الشُّرَكَاءِ عَنِ الشِّرْكِ Allah says, if you want to make anyone partner with me, I will step back. If you want to take it upon yourself to provide for yourself, what I have said is my responsibility, you want to take it upon your own shoulders, then no problem, I'll leave it to you. And now, then we see insan, how difficult it is, how he's struggling to try and make ends meet. So Allah says, just trust upon me, rely upon me. This is my promise to you. Allah does not, لا يخلف الله وعده. Allah does not break His promise. How many times we find as menfolk also, we have to be careful how we speak. But the person will say to his wife, to his children, I'm providing for you. Don't you see who's paying the rent? Who's bringing groceries into the house? Lights and water, how much it costs every month? I'm doing it, you don't make shukr, you don't appreciate it. Yes, one is there has to be appreciation, there has to be shukriya. But we should be careful. We know a person wakes up in the morning, one nerve. Allah makes one decision, his eyesight is gone. Or he is crippled, he doesn't have the use of his legs, his feet. He can't go to work. Now how is he going to provide? So Allah is providing for us. Ulama say we should tell our children also. The mother of the house should tell the children, not that your father has brought it for you. One is you must thank your father. But look at what Allah has sent for you. You wanted this packet of chips or this chocolate or this cereal you wanted. Allah sent it for you. Because you were obedient, you were a good child, Allah sent it for you. So we create this yaqeen, this conviction within our children also. And teach them the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is when it comes to our rizq, our sustenance. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the fickle nature of insan. That insan's emotions are never constant. وَلَئِنْ أَذَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنَّا رَحْمَةً ثُمَّ نَزَعْنَاهَا مِنْ إِنَّهُ لَيَأُوسٌ كَفُورٌ Allah says if we give insan some bounty, some blessing, And then we have to take it away from him. Temporarily, we just hold it back from him for a few days. إِنَّهُ لَيَأُوسٌ كَفُورٌ He becomes completely despondent. He loses hope, now he becomes suicidal. That I had it and now it's gone. وَلَئِنْ أَذَقْنَاهُ نَعْمَاءَ بَعْدَ ضَرَّاءَ مَسَّتْهُ And then after that period of difficulty, when we give him our bounty once again, لَيَقُولَنَّ ذَهَبَ السَّيِّئَاتُ عَنِّي Then immediately in a split second he forgets that condition of difficulty. He says, all hardship has gone. إِنَّهُ لَفَرِيحٌ فَخُرٌ Now he becomes arrogant. He becomes proud. And he feels as though this is my own doing. So this is the nature of insan. When it comes to his emotions, it is never constant. But Allah then says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ Those pious friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who are steadfast. No matter what condition they are going through, they remain steadfast, they remain obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, for them, their emotions will not be changing. And we find the mashayikh, the pious people, no matter what is happening in the world, it can be some natural disaster somewhere, it can be the economy, the currency is taking a hit, whatever, the levels of crime are rising, but they remain with itminan, with contentment. Nothing phases them. Why? Because the hearts are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they remain steadfast. They continue to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they continue وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ They continue to carry out acts of good deeds, whether they are in conditions of adversity or prosperity. Allah gives the glad tidings, أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةُ وَأَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ Such people who will obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all conditions, then Allah says, for them is my forgiveness, وَأَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ And a large reward, a great reward that I have stored for them in the hereafter. So this is when a person has istiqamat, when he has steadfastness, when he will continue to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil